Use caution while traveling outside this morning. A short burst of bitter cold blanketed the Badger State overnight, and a wind chill advisory is in effect until 10 o'clock this morning for our listening area, including Dodge and Fond du Lac counties. National Weather Service meteorologist Taylor Patterson says very cold temperatures and light winds are producing wind chills well below zero.
Yes, it will be. So you got to make sure you wear multiple layers and really cover up. When the wind chills are this low, the ability to get frostbite becomes higher. Right now we're looking at about 30 minutes on exposed skin.
Patterson says the good news is the bitter cold won't last long. More mild winter temperatures will return by tomorrow. Wisconsin's Agriculture Department would no longer have exclusive power to regulate large factory farms under a bill that Republicans are trying to speed through the legislature in its final days. The move comes after Democratic Governor Tony Evers angered Republicans with moves to enact tougher restrictions on the farms earlier this year. There's little time for the legislature to act, and even if the bill were to pass, it's unlikely Evers would sign it into law. The bill was introduced Tuesday and heard by the Senate and Assembly's Agriculture Committees on Thursday. School funding did not come up in the state assembly this week, despite Governor Tony Evers' call for a special session to discuss spending surplus money on education. Last week, the Democratic governor announced a plan to spend $250 million of the state's projected budget surplus on public schools. Some of that money would go toward school-based mental health services. And Heather Dubois-Bournon of the Wisconsin Public Education Network says there's another component of the plan they support that would boost special education aid.
That is a funding gap that could be closed a little bit with this proposal and open up money that districts need today to fill essential program and staffing services.
Fond du Lac Superintendent Dr. Jim Siebert says money that would be targeted towards special education would be very beneficial for the Fond du Lac school district.
We transferred, generally speaking, I want to say around $9 million from Fund 10 into Fund 27 to pay for special education services. Obviously, those are important and we need to serve kids and we need to meet their needs. But if obviously there was more money in special education, that would leave more money that we could use for other purposes in supporting all kids and all teachers as well.
Last year, a nonpartisan research group said Wisconsin's reimbursement rate for special education funding is 25%, which is considered low. From the Murray Furniture Newsroom, I'm Greg Stensland. For more news anytime, log on to radioplusinfo.com.